But I want to talk to you a little bit more about Purim, because Purim is soon going to come, and what we're going to do then? What we're going to do then if we won't be ready? So, about Purim, the main thing is like I said before, not to drop Hashem from our thoughts. Mamash, to be very, very concentrated while we're drinking, not to forget Hashem. And I know and I believe that a lot of people are going to have difficulties coming to the neshef of the yeshiva, or to come at time, they maybe need to be with their wives, or that they're celebrating Purim in the day before, and I don't know what. The main thing is, mamash, to remember that HaKadosh Baruch, that Rabbeinu said, all of the atchalot, all of the starts, once they were in Pesach, they started from Pesach. But now, they are all from Purim. Now all of the starts are starting from Purim. So mamash, we need to remember that in Purim, we're starting the new life, the new year, the mamash, all of the options are being opened in Purim. So the main thing is, and it doesn't matter where you're holding, and it doesn't matter in which level you're holding, you need to start. In that level, you need to reborn. You need to start over from that place. Even if you know, cannot come to the Neshef, to the Suda, even if you have an obligation, even if you're celebrating out of the city or something like that, still, Purim, this is the time that you can start. This is a start-up, Purim. So, actually, how we're starting, we need to remember always that Hashem is good. And this is the main beginning, that no matter what is happening with you, even in Purim, nothing is justifying sadness. Sadness is not allowed. Sadness, it's Pgama Brit. Sadness, it's the reason that people are falling into all of the bad midot, all of desires, all of lusts, all of sins, all of avonot. All of the horrible things are coming from sadness. Sadness, this is the Mara Shchora, the black bitterness that Rabbeinu is talking about. Sadness, this is the black side. This is the, you're sad, you're not with Hashem. So, the main thing in Purim is mamash to be happy. And what it means to be happy, V'anochi esmach b'Hashem, to be happy with Hashem, means to concentrate. And I know that I'm telling you something that I wasn't talking about before, about holding our thoughts strong. It's not a subject that we were talking about so much. This is what it caused dvekut, that mamash, you're not dropping Hashem Yitbarach at all. And it's not a high level for us. Why? Even though that people are going to say, this is it, it's the maximum, gevaldik, you not forget Hashem for 1 second. We don't have a choice. Bo'olam put us in that place that we don't have a choice. We cannot forget Hashem. If we're going to forget Hashem, immediately we're falling into sadness. So for us, we have a very hard job of being happy. And even though that happiness, you think when you're explaining happiness, oh, everyone imagine that you're just going to smile all day long and you're going to be so happy and relaxed and in a Hawaii beach or something like that. But it's not real happiness. Real happiness, it's when the person is working very hard on not falling into sadness. Because when you're growing, the Yetzirah is growing with you. And to be happy, it's the hardest job of them all. It's the hardest thing of them all to be happy. Because you always need to find a way to cheer up yourself, to make yourself happy. Because every time that you're growing in Avodat Hashem, the Yetzirah is jumping with more ideas and more Yetzirah. More soldiers and troops and legions, legionot. What are you going to do? Thousands and hundreds of thousands of them surrounding us. What can you do? It's a huge battle. And the only thing that can make us happy, like Rabbeinu said, that the happiness starts with Baruch Shelo Asani Goy. With the fact that Hashem haven't made me to be a Goy. And this is the beginning of happiness. Means the minimum, the nothing, that you have. You're not a Jew yet. You're just not a Goy. It's not that you've done something that now we can tell you, oh, you're a Jew, look at that Jew. You haven't done nothing. You're just not a Goy. You're a total chiloni, you're totally far from Kedusha. You haven't done nothing, but you're not a Goy. You're an aspect of a Jew. So, in that place, the happiness starts. And that happiness can bring us mamash to the heights, to the biggest places of them all. Because happiness, it's hakarat tov. Happiness, it's when you see the good things that Hashem is doing with you, and you're happy with your share, no matter what is your share. And this is Purim. In Purim, Am Yisrael were in a danger more than they were before of the Holocaust. The Holocaust took few years. Haman HaRasha, he wanted to kill all of the Jews in one day. It was, if Chas Shalom, it happens, you don't have a salvation tomorrow. In the Holocaust, they always had the faith because it happened slowly, slowly, even though that it was very fast and a huge sorrow every day. But still, there was a lot of hope. There was a lot of Jews. There was a lot of options to escape. Maybe something going to happen. There was a lot of hope inside. But in Purim, it was all supposed to happen in one day. So the stress was horrible. Mamash, it could be... we could be erased in one day, and this is it. In all of the lands, in all of the places, in all of the cities, in one day, it was a decree. In one day, finished. This is it. No hope. And in that day, we need to be happy, mamash, to understand that even in the most stressful day, in the hardest day of them all, in day that everything looks ruined, that the danger is in the maximum of the volume, height, mamash, then we need to be happy. Then we need to do the nahafochu. What it means, nahafochu? That, like Rabbeinu said, yesh inyan, there is that thing, shenitapecha kol letova, that everything becomes to be good. Rav Shalom told me that once, we have it in Breslev. It's in Breslev that everything becomes to be good. Rabbeinu said it, yesh inyan shenitapecha kol letova. There is that thing that everything becomes to be good. Because after that they planned to kill everyone, to kill Mordechai, to kill... In the end they killed Haman, and they killed his kids and everyone. So the salvation mamash happened from the stress, mina metzar, from the narrow, from the hardest time of them all, you have the salvation. So it means that we need to look for the salvation in the depths, in the darkness, in the hardest time of them all, we need to look for the happiness. And this is Avodat HaSimcha. This is what we need to do in Purim. Because if a person has sorrow, if a person has difficulties, when he's drinking, immediately he's falling into his sadness. Ragla Yordot Mavet is going down. With the alcohol, immediately he's going down. This is why for him, Purim, it's even harder. But if he's going to put the effort in that Purim to be really happy, really to attach himself to the good points in life, to see Hashem Yitbarach, he's going to succeed a lot more than everyone else. Because kefum tzara agra, as much sorrow that you have, this is going to be the gain, the reward that you're going to receive. Thank you very much. Chazak u baruch.